Dave is new. So, Dave, do you
want to... I'm not new, I'm old.
And I thought to myself, you guys have done so many visits that maybe you do know everyone. I don't know. Do you know people?
Yes. I don't believe
Scott from USBE.
Scott
Jones.
Jones. Okay. We've emailed. Just never met.
Yep.
Do you want to beg me?
So David Fike, project manager over the UDRC project, and Ike's the manager here at TWS.
All right. So do you
want to
everyone has a copy of the minutes from the last meeting, and Gail sent them out as well. Do we need to open any discussion about the minutes, or can we go ahead and approve them? I think I have to take a motion. Someone want to second it?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. All right. Minutes are approved. So we'll dive right in. We've got quite a few updates for you all. So I'll just turn it over to Colin and start with the MOU and governance.
Okay. So the governance doc, I'll start with that. It's a working doc, so, you know, as things change, we'll be updating that. So... we felt it was in a final stage enough right now that we've posted it on our website. So that's out there. But like I said, we will update that as needed. So the MOU has been sent out several times for feedback, and where we currently stand, or correct me if I'm wrong, we believe that USTC and USHI are prepared to sign. And then we believe that we are on the agenda for the board meeting on Thursday with USBE. Is that the case? I guess.
Well, that's my understanding. It's part of the consent calendar, so I don't know. Here, let me look and
okay.
I'll check.
We had an email exchange where
who was
we
it
thought with Zach, someone named Zach,
yeah.
And he said, wait, there are a few more changes that need to be incorporated. And after some conversation, it was revealed, no, all those changes had already been incorporated.
Yeah.
We did not get a validation back from that Zach that said, okay, then.
Okay.
So we asked for it just yesterday. Haven't heard back, but we're hoping that.
Yeah, so how it works with the board is they have a portion of the meeting called the consent calendar, so that agreement would be in the consent calendar if it was finished and ready for our signatures, right? So the board has a chance to review it because this is their May meeting. And so then that implies that it's circulated amongst all the staff and, you know, the attorneys saw it and all that too. So I'll check real quick and see where it's at.
Okay.
So.
And then an update with the Department of Health. We've had several conversations and meetings with them. We have a follow-up meeting for the first, but as of now, I think they're not in a position to sign the MOU, so we're moving forward with the three other entities I spoke of as sign the MOU, and then we'll add Department of Health after we have those final meetings with them to make sure they feel comfortable signing the MOU. So I believe it's the first, right? We're meeting May 1st.
Yeah. So we will try to have our internal final proposed revisions on the April 30th, so we are ready for the May 1st meeting to explain to you what's there. So maybe the, I think for the governance documents, you have a level of the data classification and the release. We are thinking we need that into the MOU. So we did go through earlier, we say, can we reference two documents? So the answer is no. So we had our internal meeting to review this. What is in the governance document has to be in the review. So that is one issue I did not
find.
So because you have like a couple pages on that issue,
yeah.
we may come out to propose the shorter language, because we do feel data classification, because you have so many different levels of data, manage it, release it in different ways. So we want that piece in that.
The details later. The intent of us moving forward is that we can add UDOH in at a later date.
Yeah.
We'll have to consult with our legal on how we implement UDOH changes to the MOU.
Yeah. So, Marisa, our AGs, AAGs, are going to reach out to Amanda to just to let her know what our thinking, what possible relation we feel is important.
Okay.
Yeah, so we don't want to surprise them. Here is the final.
So I guess, if you have any information, report that.
Yeah.
Personally, that would be useful for us to kind of compare to that.
Sorry.
No. You haven't missed much other than we just been going over the MOU update. My understanding is USHI and USTC are ready to sign.
I think we've signed at least once, if not twice.
That's why I'm under the assumption you're ready to sign again.
Okay.
So, yes, okay.
Sorry.
That's why you haven't missed much, though.
Fabulous.
Okay. And then Scott, we'll be able to confirm that we're on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions, concerns other than what we've talked about? Oh, the other issue is we're moving forward to UDOH. We're going to move forward on the current MOU without them, but we will be adding them at a later date when they're ready. So.
Sounds great to me.
Okay.
Were there any significant changes from the version that we just signed?
No. And you might have actually even signed the final. I can't remember.
I think we signed the final, the one that said final last time.
The one that said, well, this is final, but it has to go to
USC,
so please don't sign.
Right.
Came back signed.
We'll keep signing. We'll just.
Hey, that's.
Yeah,
that's fine.
It takes me a while to respond, as Jeremiah knows, so. We'll sign when we can.
Okay. That's all I had for the MOU and governance update, unless anyone else has anything. Okay.
Great. So just an update on the P20. If we think of this project in sort of four stages, first the survey stage, define, transfer, and visualize would be the three other. We've completed the survey, so we met with all the individuals that were part of the P20.
Do we need to give background? I think we dove in. Like maybe take a step back and say what the P20 is and where it came from.
Sure. Yeah, so the P20 is, or the P20 metrics, goals and outcomes, is a project directed by, would it be okay to say legislature or a committee that was composed of legislatures?
The legislature asked for this committee to be put together. It's headed by Ann Milner, and many of our bosses around the table are on this committee.
So they've created a list of metrics, which they believe is going to take the sort of the heartbeat of the health of the education system here in the state of Utah. So each of the partner agencies or education partner agencies have several metrics that are sort of assigned to them or specific to them, and there's some that are across them. So this is why UDRC is really kind of involved in all this. So
is this measure posted someplace? Is this a statewide measure? Measures we can see on some.
They will be posted.
Yes.
They're in the definitional stages.
So because you mentioned health, I wonder whether who gave you the health data.
This is the health of the education system.
Education system.
Okay. So, like I said, four stages: survey, define, transfer, and visualize. So we met with all of you to really define the metrics. We have a really good understanding of how we're going to create them. We are now in the process of sort of defining them in a far more concrete way. And so the first output of this was a document that was sent to USHI, which defined their metrics, how we're going to programmatically create them, sort of the numerators, denominators, and all that other stuff. So we sent it to you.
Yes, and we're digesting it, and I've sent it to multiple people. We have our IR team actually meeting next week, We've asked them to look at it specifically, so I've got it in the hands of our business VPs as well as our IR folks. I've gotten some feedback, but I've got to make sure that the feedback that I'm receiving is actually useful versus just whining. And so that's kind of where we're at. So I'm
a little more time
would be.
No, I mean, I think we appreciate any efforts to be specific and filter feedback to just sort of legitimate data-related feedback, not we don't agree with how this is defined because that's how you and I or
that's how our team defined these metrics. And that's what we're navigating just a little bit. But we wanted to make sure that, similar to all the other agencies, if our institutions did not have an opportunity to vet it, they would do everything in their power to potentially tank what we're doing. So.
And Allison and Natalie are currently working and finishing the one for USDC, so you shall receive that hopefully within the next week or two at the most. We'll be asking the exact same thing that we've asked of USHI, which is to review it, making sure that you can provide any feedback. And as far as the data is concerned, how we're constructing it, making sure that they're accurate. So that's sort of the feedback that we're looking for. As far as USB is concerned, we are still in need of the data dictionary for you guys. So this has been an ongoing sort of task from the UDRC to USB. So it's hard for us to move forward with your metrics as far as how to define them programmatically since we don't really have a data dictionary.
So the version that Aaron sent is not workable?
It's not workable, and the reason why it's not workable is because there are a plethora of definitions that are undefined, so there are null values, that there's nothing there. There are a lot of ignorables, what's been put into the cell is the word ignorable, meaning that they see they're not longer used or what have you, but we still need definition. And then there's the rest of the ones that have been defined. So that's not enough for us to actually make a determination. So.
All right.
And I think Aaron's aware of that, right?
Yes, Aaron is aware. We've had many conversations surrounding
since he sent the one that was...
I sent an email saying...
Instead it was 80%, 85%.
Right. I sent an email saying, we need... And this was an outcome of the last grant management meeting was we had a conversation. I sort of said, this is not enough, and it's not sufficient for what we need. So I sent a summary email of what we talked about, which was that he was going to actually go through the entire list because he said those ignorable ones are ones that we could just not send to us because it's either data that's no longer in use or you guys are not producing anymore or what have you. So I said, I need you then to go through the entire data dictionary, remove everything that you're not going to send us, right? So be specific about every single one of the variables you are going to be sending us and define them. And even if you have to define them over and over again, I want that information. So that's the email sent. I'm pretty sure I included you in the email.
I'm sure you did. I probably just haven't got to it yet.
So,
which says that's probably like a month ago, whatever.
So you guys,
I'll get to it.
You guys are a pretty large portion of this B20 metrics, so it's pretty critical that we get that data dictionary as soon as we can so that we can move forward with your part so that we can create the definitions for you.
So the group that's asking, the legislative group we just mentioned, is I think they're calling themselves the Education Coordination Group, and that group is meeting a week from today, and we're on the agenda to give an update. I plan to really just focus on the accomplishments so far, where we are with this. Jeremiah has put together a presentation that I'll give to the people at the meeting.
Is that the one on the 17th?
Yep, 17th at 1:30. And it's been Spencer that's been attending. So that will be discussed. But like I said, it will mainly just be about accomplishments and next steps.
Yeah. Questions, comments, concerns regarding the B20 update? Seeing none, we'll move forward to the next item, which is the data communication specialist. We've hired an individual. Their name is Skylar Scott. He's currently employed with Scottrade as an investment consultant. He's finishing his degree in economics. We feel he's a very strong candidate for this position, and we liked all he did quite significantly. His start date is the 7th of May, and his first assignment will be to visualize the B20 metrics. So we hope that as he comes in, we ramp him up, sort of give him a crash course on what's going on here, and his first assignment is the B20 metrics. So that's why it's sort of important for specifically for USB to send us that data dictionary so we can move forward. So, technical updates. We completed the exportable application testing and implementation for USHI as well as USTC. So thank you so much for your assistance in that on your technical side. April 11th, meaning tomorrow, we will be going over to USBE, doing a quick demo, installing it, and doing a live test there. Once we've completed that, that sort of really finalizes the first step of the UDRC. So if we think of UDRC in three steps, getting the data, manipulating the data, matching it, and the last step is being able to give the data out to individuals and so on. That first step will be complete by April 11th with the successful installation and testing at USB. So that's a huge sort of victory for us here at the ERC.
So you're testing use of fake data?
Yeah.
The testing is yes.
So we'll install the exportable application, and then we'll send the test data. The next thing I want to update you or this group on is the import administrative application. So we received the internal demonstration of the application from our DTS group. It's a very robust application. It's going to let us manage the standard importation of data, the ad hoc process, as well as troubleshooting any sort of errors with the data as it comes in from your side. This is going to be very useful for my team to ensure that the health of the data as it comes in is sort of ensured. So we're very excited about that and really happy that we were at this point with the import and admission application. The next thing I want to talk to you about was the websites, which we completed phase one, and I'm going to give you a quick demonstration of it now. So as you see here, we have the front page. On the top left, we have our logo. I think many of you, this is the first time you've seen a logo, or no?
We shared it last meeting.
Oh, okay, that's right. Sorry. Correct. We don't have a lot of content in this website as of this moment. It's more of a static website, but we wanted to create a web presence as soon as we could. So as we go down, we sort of talk specifically about privacy and how we're designed for privacy, as well as how we're optimized for research. And what we have here is the ability for individuals to look at the agenda. So here's the agenda, and this is the exact same agenda that's currently in our current website. So here's all those items. The next I wanted to show you guys about what would be the About section, which here we just speak about our history, our mission and vision, the team, and the General Governance and Institutional Review Board. So you can click on these, and it'll take you to actually the governance, our governance document, as well as the Institutional Review Board that USB has so graciously allowed us to use and employ here. And then the last page is going to be the Advisory Board. Due to the sort of aspect ratio, this projector is not coming up very nicely. But so we have here all of our advisory board items. So the agenda is the meeting minutes, the audio, and the leadership. So that's the entirety of the website. Like I said, we don't have a lot of content, but we wanted to create a web presence. But more than anything, I wanted to show sort of the design and the direction of where we're going with the next phase of this website. Questions, comments, concerns regarding the website?
Kudos on getting something up so fast.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I wanted to say that this would not be possible without the help of both Allison and Natalie and on my team sort of helping in the design of this They did a great job, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
Posting things on there, hopefully, like recent results.
Yes, right. This will be the spot where all that information is going to be. So the next thing that we'll probably include here will be the P20 metrics, right? So this is where individuals are going to come to see data products. So we're going to have two product categories, data products and data as a product. So the P20 metrics will be under data products. And we'll also have the ability for external researchers to apply for access to the data as well through here in the future in phase two of this. So this is sort of like a seed, a little kernel of what will eventually become a significantly larger website that holds all of our products and our work and so on. So Scott, at the bottom there are the logos of all the partner agencies. We could not include USB because you guys...
Yeah, our board chair does not want to get... So here's an opportunity. We're getting an SLDS grant, or the Finance Committee on Friday is getting an SLDS grant update. So if one of you or you could come, and the board chair is on that committee, and talk to them about why it's important to have the logo, if you want. Otherwise, they're not going to... The board's not going to share it.
When did you say it is?
Friday, the April 13th, this Friday. It'll be probably around 10 a.m. The whole finance committee is 9 to 12, so it's hard to say for sure exactly what time that agenda item will come up. But.
So adding the logo is obviously for your best benefit, not for ours.
Yeah. The concern is right, wrong, or indifferent to this. In the past, there's been logos from the board, even before my time and all that, that somehow end up on other websites, and then board members are concerned that it makes the appearance that by virtue of the logo being on there, the board supports that website or supports that. Now, in this case, it would be, the statewide longitudinal data system, part of the grant and all that, too. So we're really trying to message that. But for now, the decision was made that he did not want to share the logo with not just UDRC, but with anyone. It's just their own concern.
Who's handling the SLDS update? Who can I reach out to?
Well, it's me, Aaron, and Albert.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And so I would, if you do want to come and talk to them about the use of the logo and all that, that would probably be the best opportunity because you're going to have the chair in that.
Okay.
And it's relevant because, we're talking about the SLDS.
And just
grant.
On that boardroom on the main floor?
It's, no, it's downstairs. It's called Basement West. So it's in our basement, and it's from 9 to 12. As we get closer to Friday, probably Thursday, I'd be able to email you and tell you, more of a precise time. You know, because it's just so hard to know exactly, because it's like the fourth agenda item. So I'd say we'd probably get there about 10. So if you think it's worth it, come and talk to us about it.
Do you have much public interest in this? I'm asking that because, are you going to have a contact us button? Are you going to have a frequently asked questions section? Are you going to have a communication part?
Yeah, sorry, maybe I went over it kind of quickly, but there is a contact us section and... FAQ we could probably include in the future. We have no FAQs right now, so. like I said, this is just sort of the first phase of this website. In the future, we'll be expanding it tremendously, and yes. The next update I wanted to provide, as far as technical update is concerned, is the ad hoc process has been completed. So we systematically or programmatically it's been integrated into the UDRC technology. So in the future, when external researchers or even yourselves need additional data that is not standard data in the UDRC world, we could easily integrate it and match it across our data sets. So obviously it's a really large win for us since it makes us more nimble and it makes our ability to do research larger, right? Expands that ability. The next thing I want to talk to you about was the MasterPerson Index algorithm. This is the matching algorithm that sort of matches all the data across data sets. It's been completed for social security numbers, student IDs, complete name matching, including gender, in addition to that, gender and date of birth. And the next step is to do a fuzzy name matching. And so we're approximately 80% complete there. So that's really great progress in our ability to match data across all the data sets. Any questions, comments, concerns regarding the technical updates that I provided today? Okay. The next thing is we wanted to provide a demonstration of the exportable application. I have Stephen from our DTS group here to give you that demonstration. So this is a demonstration of the technology that we're using to transport data from your side into the UDRC.
Mentioned, this is the process in which you'll be able to get your data from your system over to our system. Just kind of a 90,000-foot level of what's going on. We're going to have a tool that we've given you on your site. It's going to configure a jar file and a BAT file. You'll configure your BAT file. The process is it's going to execute a query on your site. We're going to hash sensitive information that might need to be hashed. We're going to encrypt that data. We're going to encrypt everything, so if there's log files or anything that we need to send over, all of it will be encrypted and protected. The AES key that will be provided by you, but it will be encrypted again. We're going to kind of show that in a different slide, a little more detail. That information is then going to be put onto a zip file and then sent to us. So that is going to be kind of the 90,000-foot level of what we're going to be doing. So kind of break that down more graphically. Again, we provide you this BAT file. That is something that you're going to configure on your site. You're going to basically say how it's going to query your database, that information that's going to be sent, any other configurations like what is the name of your client, stuff like that. After you have that configured, you're going to execute, and the process of what's going to happen is, just as we mentioned before, it will query the data. Then we'll decide, let's say, student ID or social security number or something like that, information that we could use as a direct match on our site that you don't need to send over. We're going to hash that information, and then we're going to encrypt that data using an AES key, and that AES key is something that you guys will put on your site. And then the artifacts that we sent over to us will be that CSV file, some metadata, and some log information. Along with that, we are going to provide you a public key. That public key is then going to be used to encrypt your AES key, and that provides an additional layer of security in sending that information to us. So let's break down the security aspect of what happens. So on your side, you have an AES key. This stands for Advanced Encryption. It's by the Department of Homeland Security. They basically mandated this, so it's a very, very secure process. That AES key is going to be used to encrypt your data, and then on top of that, we're going to provide you a public key. That public key is going to encrypt your AES key, and then we're going to send over the encrypted AES key to us. So that's sent all to UDRC. Then on our side, what we're going to do is we're going to receive your encrypted AES key and decrypt it with our private key. Once we have that decrypted, then we're going to be able to take that AES key to decrypt the rest of your data and have it on our system. Just going to go through this. This would be an example of what you would basically configure in your BAT file. And so this would be, so if you look down, you'll see like a query where I put like select top 1,000 rows from test student. Anyway, that would be an example of a query. Metadata, et cetera, is going to be sent to us. And this is where you configure is in that bat file. So kind of do a demo of the actual application. And actually see it work. You're going to have something like this, and you're going to have a run.bat file. You open that up in edit mode. You'll notice it's some of the stuff that we were talking about. So these are queries that we're going to be running against a database. So when I run it, I'll run it right here. And I left a screen open so you could actually see. So right now you can see that it's querying information from a database, and it's going to be creating an artifact. And that artifact is this zip file right here. So we look at this zip file. This created a ton of information, and they're going to be in CSV files. And for purpose of time, I decided to put that to an output directory right off the bat. So this, if I click on the CSV file, you'll notice it's squiggly information because it's encrypted. So it would go through a decrypt process, and there would be the output. If I actually just do, let me see my screen real quick so you can see it. Okay, as you can see, it decrypted the information. Now we have that on our site. It's ready to be imported into our system.
Yeah. Now, this has been tested at two of us, right?
Yes. So we wanted to provide this to this group, but we've met with every single one of your technology individuals or the individuals that you've designated as technology. And they've all been very complimentary of how secured and how safe this sort of system that we've created here for the transfer of data. So before we even tested, we received their blessings before we installed anything. So.
Perfect.
Yeah, and that's it. That's the process. Do you have any questions?
So for the AES keys, is your query data each time or just the one that helps?
So it would be, so every time you run it, it would be a new query. So it's that same query that you ran.
Yeah.
So we'd be dealing with the delta on our side.
Okay.
So I'm not a tech person, so it's basic questions, but are field names that standard across all different programs and agencies? I mean,
no. So you're going to be doing an individual query. If I you might have to just pull that up real quick.
So that's why it's customizable. It's so that SQL query portion, we work with your technology individuals to specify that SQL statement right there, which pulls the data that you said you're going to send to us. And we have recommended the creation of views instead of writing a really long SQL statement that specifies columns, for instance. Instead, you build it on your side, create a view, and we just call that view.
So that wouldn't necessarily, so a lot of our programs have lots of health data, but that wouldn't necessarily include that, or would include that?
You decide. So right.
Well,
this is where
I think, as far as UDOH is concerned, I think we are speaking specifically about the eKids data, no health data. So as of this moment, and obviously we are going to have a conversation in the near future about what exactly you're going to be sending to us.
Maybe watch the eKids has some information. They do assessments on those children. So there is some information in that.
So far, we only plan to give them the participation information that is in the eKids. Entry date, access date, program status,
so
not have
a
detailed clinical, not have assessment information.
But that's really what we're working for, talking about is what data we're going to receive from you.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't been set in stone, but it's okay that it's not set in stone because the technology is nimble and can adapt.
Yeah, you can. You can actually look on that screen, and where that cursor is where you can see that nimbleness. It's, you can basically say, what we suggest that you guys do on your side is build views.
Okay.
And so you're just going to select start from view. But however you build that view is based upon what information you want to give us.
It's not want, it's allowed.
Well, yeah.
It's not want to give, it's what we're allowed to give.
Yeah.
Based on other laws, simple laws, things like that. Sure. As we're struggling with those.
So I know Francesca is talking with your security guys and about the form, 520 form.
Mm-hmm.
And she made a comment. She says very, very high-level brief, very brief information in the 524. So I don't know exactly what that means, but I think from our end, we will have our 524 form. There are some discussion between
okay.
the security.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, we just use the standard from the Hill, the 524.
Yeah, the form is the standard, but the information, her comment is very brief, high level. That's her comment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, that's
we have anyone from the public? we do have other visitors, so does anyone have any comments, questions? Want to add anything to the discussion we've had so far?
I want to just express my appreciation. You guys have done a lot of work in a short amount of time to get this up and going. And I know it's all dependent on how fast we move as well, so we'll do our best to try and keep our pace up on our end so we can move it forward. Interested to hear, as the Education Coordinating Committee Council, whatever they actually are called, how that meeting goes on the 17th, since most of them are actually the ones that are the official representatives of this group, so that would be interesting, I think, for everyone to kind of loop back around as part of our next meeting or a follow-up afterwards.
You know, I appreciate you mentioning that because I now remember the last time we went to the meeting and they were talking about scheduling out how often they would meet moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
There was interest expressed in having regular and thorough UDRC updates. So I think they're going to be getting the information from two different directions, one coming from their representatives
yes.
here up, and then also directly from us from that meeting. So I'm definitely going to focus on making sure that the messages are consistent, but you should probably all be aware that except for DOH, the rest of us have representatives there at that meeting that will also receive similar updates.
I have a follow-up. So the UDRC, the agreement will be in the board's consent calendar. Whitney's going to go back and meet with the attorney one more time or get that. Maybe we should have it in on time. So it'll be in the consent calendar. So once the board...
Another problems remaining. I signed off on it. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all good. So barring any questions or concerns from board members when they do the review of the consent calendar, we should be okay. Okay, and then I will follow up with Aaron on the data dictionary. Sorry about all that. So.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Anything else?
Okay.
Well, thank you well, we're here then, and we have plenty of extra time to reschedule the next meeting. Unless anyone objects, we've agreed to every other month. So. I counted out 8 weeks. It's June 12th. We can start there, see what that looks like for everyone. Maybe similar time slot as a starting point.
I'm out the 2 weeks in June, from the 11th through the 23rd, essentially. But I don't want to stop progress, so I can always send somebody in my place.
Joe.
Mm-hmm.
That works for you?
Yeah.
Scott, over to you.
Yep.
Okay. Are you comfortable? You are comfortable with that?
Yeah, I can send Joe, and he'll give me an update.
Same time.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay. And we tried to get it over at the other building so that you don't have to hassle with parking. Do the best we can.
Actually, can you do 1:30? Because typically, these things always happen during board meeting week.
Oh,
and
okay.
I typically have either a lunch call or something like
okay.
that. So, I mean, today was okay, but if we can do 1:30, it's usually better, just so I can be on time.
Don't worry, 1:30. Yeah. Board meeting in June will be the 7th and 8th.
Okay, then never mind. You can do it at 1 then.
Okay, so. I'll stick with 1. So 1 o'clock on June 12th, and Kimberly is going to find someone else with
us. This is going to be future. Cool, thank you.
Got that down. Okay, I will be adjourned then.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah.
Let's not include my institute.